This is JIS News. Coming up, employers urged to utilize Tax Administration Jamaica's online filing system. Government issues 120 net billing licenses and additional security measures to be put in place at the Negril Health Center. The details after the break.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox, and it must do by April 1.
By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No, man, it very affordable.
All right. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information. Now the news. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is urging employers to utilize the online filing system and submit their annual returns ahead of the March 31 deadline. It is now mandatory for businesses with more than 20 employees to file the employer's annual return S02 form online via the Jamaica Tax portal, jamaicatax-online.gov.jm. Director of Communications at TAJ, Maris Houghton, says mechanisms are in place to assist persons to register and file the return electronically.
We have been having one-on-one sessions with employers wherein we actually sit with them to help them to register, but we are providing the necessary support to persons to actually guide them through the online process. So we actually have teams of persons who will sit with persons at their place of business, as well as within the tax offices, we have stations set up.
Ms. Houghton was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Employers may contact the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP to get assistance with registering and filing their returns online. The National Housing Trust, NHT, is also offering support to guide persons through the process of online filing. The government has issued 120 net billing licenses, which allow persons to sell excess energy generated through renewable sources to the Jamaica Public Service JPS grid. The award of the licenses is being facilitated under a billing system introduced in 2012 as part of measures to liberate the energy sector and diversify the energy base.
These licenses will enable the licensees to connect to the grid and for the excess energy that you produce to be rewarded, because you are contributing to the overall national demand and there is a price that you will receive from the JPSCO.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell, speaking during the launch of the United Nations Development Programme UNDP Greening Initiative in Kingston recently. Additional security measures are to be put in place at the Negril Health Center in Westmoreland. This following a recent meeting involving Minister of State with responsibility for primary health care Luther Buchanan, the management of the Western Regional Health Authority and the police. Minister Buchanan says a closer look into the security of the health center was long overdue, given that it has been plagued with break-ins, theft and threats to staff for over a decade. As part of the new security measures, the police will be conducting a security survey of the property and providing guidance as to the best and most practical systems that can be implemented over the short and medium terms. Other measures to be introduced include additional police patrols, reinforcement of the perimeter wall, and the establishment of security protocols. A meeting will also be held with the staff of the health center and the police to ensure that they understand and their responsibilities in terms of securing themselves and their work areas. And the Ministry of Health is collaborating with the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, and the National Chest Hospital to implement several activities over the March 23 to 28 period. The week of activities is organized to mark World Tuberculosis TB Day, March 24. Activities include a national church service as well as training of healthcare workers, correctional officers, and support staff. Public education and community outreach programs have been planned to highlight global TB issues while mobilizing support for the ongoing campaign against the disease. World Tuberculosis TB Day is being observed under the theme Reaching the 3 Million A TB Test, Treatment and Cure for All. That was the JIS News. I am Carleen Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.